I'm Dave Anthony.
And opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Hey, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05, September the 19th. Welcome aboard. It's a Monday. I hope everybody had a great weekend, that you got a lot of rest and or no rest, if that's what you wanted. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, where you can just join the chat room if you'd like. So far, it's a little lonely in there. It's Monday morning. Yeah, always joined by, in this case, the Ancient Mariner, Bad Bob.
Aye, sir, and top of the morning to you here on KCNR. Do you know what today be?
What?
September 19th.
September 19th be International Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Talk Like a Pirate Day. Oh, yeah, well, I see what you're saying. Well, let's have a little grog here.
Well, at least you guys made it
and
back.
And bring the lasses.
It'd be time for carousing and chasing of the wenches. Wait, that's on air, isn't it?
Well,
speaking
listen.
Of chasing, what did you chase when you were out fishing?
We were after halibut, and the halibut were not biting. We did, however, as the saying goes, chum for fish, which hasn't happened to me in years, but I think it was sympathetic reaction to my wife's mal de mer.
So your wife got seasick, and then you got seasick because
I
she
was
got
doing
seasick.
Fine till I went below
so
to
it's
use.
Her fault. Yeah. So
well,
it's
in
her
a way,
fault.
I was doing fine,
Brenda,
watching the horizon
Brenda,
until I
he
went
has
below.
Told hundreds of thousands of people throughout the whole world, maybe even millions, since we're streaming, is that his wife was puking over the side of the boat.
Listen,
you know, well, they tell you, watch the horizon. Keep your eye on the horizon so that your ear will figure out what's going on. Well, I went below to use the facility, and that was all she wrote.
Well, I tell you what, anybody,
the cat came out of the bag.
Anybody that's been out in deep water and has not gotten sick is not telling the truth. But telling the truth and being someone who doesn't get that way, and here she is.
Oh, well, yeah, I just got something to say about this too, you guys.
Okay,
he just went
there.
Off, and I kept trying to. Okay, turn me up. Turn my headphones up there, Carl.
All right.
You know, I'd share with you what happened with me. Anybody cares about the deep sea fishing in Cabo? And the first time I ever went, I was the happy recipient of catching a 130-pound marlin. Mm. And I really didn't know what it was all about, but soon to find out, and did get a chance to enjoy the fish. I didn't do catch and release, so, and then gave the other parts to the village people. Second time out. Oh, so we all know that it takes a certain innard. To
the village people were down there in Cabo when you were fishing?
YMCA.
Yeah. Which one? Were they dressed like construction guys and you know, like policemen?
That's my
and,
secret.
Oh, okay.
Don't jump into my visual. Anyway, so you know, going back to, you know, it really takes a lot, you know, and you hate to do that pre thing where you take the ocean motion sickness stuff, you know, before you go out, which is what I did the first time, and I didn't get sick. Second time, again, like what Bob is saying, is that you've got to watch the horizon. And I can tell you that on this second trip was a very seasoned submariner.
A submariner.
Who went below and got sick. So you got to ask yourself what that's all that. Look, changing the subject. Did anybody watch?
Submariner.
Yes, a dear friend. And so that's what I'm saying is that, you know, if you're going to get the seasick thing, you're going to get seasick.
No, once it starts, too.
That's it, man. Green at the gills. 62 degrees right now, currently. It's going to be.
I've been in yacht races grinding and puking at the same time.
Oh, my. Well, see, you're hardcore. I I never got seasick till then, that I can recall, really. I used to get motion sickness from the rides at the fair up until about sixth grade, and then after that it was over. Anyway, we've got to take a break, but before we do, we want to talk about, did you see the Emmys last night? We also want to tell you about what's going on in history. Carl's got some rants, and we want to engage in your weekend. Before that, let's find out what's happening with the financial moment with Wells Fargo. Good morning.
Good morning. The major averages are giving back some of last week's gains. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 217 points, 11,292. The S&P 500 is down 23 points, 1192. And the NASDAQ is down 48 points at 2574. The three most active stocks trading on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America is off 21 cents at $7.02. Pfizer's down 16 cents, trading at $17.99, and GE is off 37 cents at $15.96. Turning to a few local stocks, PG&E is down 29 cents at $42.25. PepsiCo is down $1.42 at $60.61, and Bank of Commerce is down 2 pennies at $3.30. Taking a look at commodities, gold is down $8.10 an ounce at $18.06.60. Silver's down 87 cents at $39.96 per ounce. Crude oil is down $2.43, trading at $85.53 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
62 degrees. Welcome to Monday morning here in KCNR, 1460. We'll be right back after these messages.
And I don't want to miss a thing.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis at westcoastsustainables.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. ADHD is one of the most common childhood disorders and can continue through adolescence and adulthood. Individuals with ADHD suffer with a neurologically based motivation disorder. While they can focus on things they find interesting, they have difficulty motivating themselves to concentrate on things they find boring, like chores or homework. Individuals with ADHD are easily distracted, disorganized, forgetful, and inattentive. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, 7:14. Glad you're tuning in to KCNR 1460. I love the sound of that rise. I need that when I get up. Oh, gosh, Monday morning. It's like Monday morning. Smile at me, baby.
I love Monday morning.
September 19th.
7 more days of work.
We have a big week this week. Every night we've got lots going on. We've got a wonderful health Weston Price.
Tuesday
will be tomorrow night at the.
We invite everybody to that.
Yeah, that's open to the public.
Healthy eating, healthy
really
foods.
Interesting.
It really is.
Last time I found
Dr. Trudy Pratt.
I was there for 3 hours and didn't move. That's unusual for me because I got to move all the time. It's just who I am. So I was one of those kids that bounced around a lot. So Anyway, so that was really interesting. And, of course, we'll talk about everything. But I wanted to find out, you know, I'm guilty in the sense that I didn't watch the Emmys. We recorded the Emmys, and I'd like to just get to the commercials and watch it and focus and rerun, and that's how I kind of like to focus in on what happened. But I will tell you that we did watch a snippet of the intro, and I don't know about you, but I just wonder where I am in my life that I just thought it was, again, shoving a lifestyle through millions of Americans' throats. And you know what? I've been in show business a long time. I don't have a problem with what you do with your life. How you conduct your sexual preferences is not my business. Let's start off the Emmys with this. Every year it gets worse. What's up with
lesbian sex?
And maybe it's just me. Yeah. You know, like women sleeping with women and making jokes about everybody's women sleeping with women, and that becomes a norm. It's none of my business again. It's not a judgment call. It's just I feel like they're imposing something on to me.
They're using their tiny little bits of personality in the media, you know, to impose. I mean that, but you know, I guess you could say that we do that.
What does that have to do with excellence in television, which I thought, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, that the Emmys were supposed to be about? Did I miss something? Did I miss the memo here?
Award shows are pretty much self-licking ice cream cones. You know, they put them on for themselves and vote for themselves.
Well, I will say that I'm very happy that the best director in a drama series was Martin Scorsese for Boardwalk Empire. I mean, there is a man who's wonderful. And there were some really, you know, if you like Friday Night Lights and are the Good Wife, or of course Friday Night Lights. There were moments of
Mad
you know
Men.
Actors and actresses yeah. that reading along who won and who came up for the awards is great. And it's not, again, I feel like I'm not backpedaling saying I'm anti anything. What I don't like is to have, you know, we didn't hear like Catholicism, or we didn't hear Christianity or some kind of other, you know, form of what your belief is shoved down anybody's throat, except for this. It's so topical right now, and it just really bothered me that they did a comedy sketch to start off the series. We know the host of the she has come out and said that she's gay. All right, that's your whatever. That's fine. Gay, straight, whatever. Oh, but don't take the opening of the Emmys and take the comedy skit around, writing around that. I don't know. So that's just me. That's my little personal rant. Sorry.
That's okay. Let's go to the phones. Sharon, good morning.
Good morning, Bob. And hi, Linda.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks. Hey, you know, I just was thinking this weekend about this whole gay thing. I'm glad everybody's happy. I think that's great. But way back when people were apparently gay, homosexual, whatever, and they rose to great stature because of their achievements, now, what, 200 years later, we're saying, hey, this person was gay. Well, you know what? They didn't have to promote it. They didn't have to tell the world if this is true that they were. They still managed to have a terrific life, do wonderful things, make a name for themselves, improve this country, and we didn't focus on their sexuality. And it seems to me that today, that's become preeminent. It's, you have to, you know, focus on your sexuality, and they're using that to make them achieve things. And I think that's so helter-skelter. Keep your sex in your bed, close the door, achieve what you can through your abilities and your passions, but don't promote the sex along with it. Makes no sense to me, and it just, that's my rant.
Well, thank
okay.
you.
Well, you have, well, you, well, you know what, Sharon, and this is kind of, you know, we had a guest this past week, Tom Armolino, who is the Shasta County school superintendent, and with this new bill about sexuality, of having to identify sexuality of people in throughout history, he says it's not clear to them. Is it, do they have to identify people, you know, by their
quote, sexuality? Or is it that you just can't discriminate against people? In other words, I'm not going to teach about Julius Caesar or Harvey Milk or whoever because they were bisexual or homosexual. You know, I understand that. I'm not, you know, that it stops any type of discrimination. But to say that, you know, to talk about, you know, so-and-so, you know, somebody famous in history and saying, by, you know, that in bringing out specifically that they were gay or lesbian or whatever, then opens up such a door to things.
It doesn't. And what is funny to me, okay, I've been approached by no fewer than three women who were apparently gay. And two of them really, really, I guess they wanted me. I don't know what, but they were trying to convince me to give it a shot to see if I would like it. Well, for all you guys know, for all the world who knows me, what limited people they are, I could be gay. But you know what? That doesn't define me. And I wouldn't want that to define me. I would want what I do and who I am outside of my sexual preferences. I mean, I may be celibate, which is much more closer to the truth. And I don't want that to define me. And I don't understand why that's where we're focused. I talked to my daughter about this stuff they're doing in schools as far as, you know, educating people on the different kinds of sexual activities they have. And I said, how do you feel about that? She laughed because she goes, Mom, every kid knows it, just like drugs or marijuana. She laughs that people think it's a big deal because she goes, it's every day. It's normal here. And then the number of people, remember what was her name, who had an affair with the lady who has her talk show, I think it was, and they found out later that she ran away from her early in the morning because she's decided she wasn't gay anymore.
Ann Heck and Ellen DeGeneres or something like that?
Yeah. I mean, this gay stuff, to me, a lot of it's a fad. People are trying sexuality because it's promoted. And I just think it's a shame that we're taking these great people in history and focusing on the sexuality and not what they did. And we're doing the same thing now. People who want to promote themselves sexually are promoting that and not a better
cause. And not their talent. Yep.
Well, okay. Thanks for weighing in, Sharon. We like that.
Great way to start up the day.
Right.
That's talk
sex. Hey, you guys started it.
All right, good. Hey, you know, weigh in on that.
You're right.
Absolutely.
Okay. Hey,
like
a lot.
Like
y'all, take a break.
Speak your mind here. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. We've got a very special guest in the house. 7:22 in the morning, KCNR 1460. The Tobacco and Brew just got back from the Las Vegas Cigar Show. Now through October 30th, Tobacco and Brew is offering the new Vega Fina cigar at 15% off. They're going to be featuring those cigars at the Big Bike Weekend at their cigar event on October 6th, starting at 6 p.m. Vega Fina is one of the most sought-after Dominican cigars in Europe. And let's not forget the stinky cigar ashtrays. Uh-huh. Those are perfect for outdoor, all stainless steel, and hold large cigars. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
The daunting task of picking out the right frame has just been made easier at Advantage Eye Care Optometry. Advantage Eye Care, your exclusive provider of the Vizio Office, the most advanced eyewear selection and precision measuring technology in the world today. Unsure of what frame brings out the new you? Vizio Office makes frame selection a breeze. This instrument allows the patient to view a variety of designer frames while they wear their current eyewear. They can even send photos to your smartphone to share with family and friends. The issue of crooked glasses and improper fit are a thing of the past. Visit them at readingoptometry.com. Advantage Eye Care Optometry has the technology to ensure you look and see your best. They take the time, you see the difference. Call 223-2325.
The Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop Special. Mount Shasta Spring Water. Naturally the best.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm with Free Fire Media and Carl and about 7:26 in the morning, and it is September the 19th. Good morning. 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Jump into the chat room. Hey, our guest in the studio with us is Dr. Matthew Allen. He's a radiation oncologist, and also Sarah Erickson. And we're here on our monthly update on cancer awareness.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And I'm reading some of statistics about Dr. here. He earned his medical degree from Harvard Medical School and continued his education and residency at the esteemed Anderson Cancer Center. Prior to embarking on a medical career, Dr. Allen received his undergraduate degree from UCLA and graduated summa cum laude. Well, Mr. Brain, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy to have you here in Reading and here on KCNR this morning. We are talking about, of course, with prostate awareness. Let's just get right down to it.
September is prostate Cancer Awareness Month.
And we have, personally, we've got probably within our hands here, we have probably 10 people we know that have been diagnosed, have gone through it, have had the different, are in the midst of a serious case of the dealing with the illness. But let's just, when we talk about awareness, let's talk about what prostate cancer what it is.
Sure. So first of all, people ask, what is the prostate? So let's just start off with that. And the prostate is an organ that's just below the bladder, and the tube where you're...
I'm sorry. I'm trying to get the microphone right in your face.
We can hear you.
Okay. And then from your bladder, the tube that connects it for your urine leaves the body, goes right through the middle of the prostate.
Right.
And it's involved in also some of the reproductive functions. And it's that area where cells can start to grow abnormally. And out of control, which would be prostate cancer.
Okay.
And the biggest risk factor for prostate cancer is age. That, by far, is the largest risk factor.
As you get older, isn't it true that, or maybe it's not true, but if you live long enough, you're going to get it?
That's true. And so they've looked at studies where they've had autopsies on patients. And so 70 or 80-year-old men who've they've had autopsy studies, approximately 80% are found to have prostate cancer. So there's a saying in the medical field that people, die with prostate cancer, not of it, just because it's so common. And many of these people had no symptoms of prostate cancer.
But it's also very slow-growing. It can be very slow-growing. Is that correct?
It is. It can be very slow-growing.
So that's why you want to catch it early.
That's correct. And if you catch it early, the five-year survival is approximately 99-100%.
That's right. And we know people who complete surprise came up to us. A young person came up and said that, and we've got 1 minute, and then we'll take a break, that he had it. Young. And so, but he's had it treated, and he's gone on with his life, of course, completely healthy again. So this is something that if you have it, it will eventually take your life, but if you catch it, you can save your life.
That's correct. And that's the importance of really prostate cancer awareness and the benefits of screening and early detection.
And when we come back from after our break, we're going to say, how can you be screened? It's something very, very simple.
That's
and,
correct.
That everybody can get.
And Sarah, we'll let you weigh in too.
Sure.
And we can also talk about Bob's favorite time, colonoscopies. He's been bragging about it. He brought photos in. We got to take a break here. In fact, he had them signed by everybody that was doing it, that was with him. 46 people signed this photo of Bob inside. Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
On the Fox Business Network, Wall Street sinking deep into the red in early trading on renewed concerns over the European debt crisis. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow down now by some 224 points. Tyco International is splitting into three publicly traded companies. The conglomerate is dividing its AT&T home security, flow control, and fire and security businesses. Shareholders will own 100% stake in each of the three businesses. Tyco expects to complete the transaction within the next year. Shares are rising on the news. And Netflix is spinning off its DVD division. The service will now be called Quickster and will offer video games. The streaming unit will retain the Netflix brand name. Since the two sites will not be integrated, users will have to have separate accounts for each service. Netflix shares have fallen since the company announced price increases earlier in the summer. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ashley Webster.
We're fashion retailers,
wine wholesalers,
a surgical implant company.
We are mid-sized businesses.
We're working with IBM and their business partners
to fuel innovation and a new economy,
and to wield the influence that once belonged to only the largest enterprises.
Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Let's build a smarter planet.
See how IBM and our business partners are helping to build the engines of a smarter planet at ibm.com/engines.
Can't wait for fight night? You don't have to. Come to Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge the night before for our Ring Girl competition. Who's voting? Who's going to win? You, the audience, will be the judges. Friday, October 7th at 9 o'clock. Ladies, want to enter for your chance to be a Ring Girl in the Five Knuckle Showdown? Sign up at the River Club by 3 o'clock on Friday, October 7th. Join DJ Sammy as he's hosting this Ring Girl competition event while live in the mix with his premier video mixing. First place wins $200 cold hard cash. Second wins $100. Ring Girls live in the ring for the Five Knuckle Showdown. Ladies, sign up now at the River Club and compete to win your Ring Girl rights. $2 drafts and $3 well drinks all night long in Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. If you've had a little too much fun, Wind River offers a free Safe Ride courtesy shuttle until 3 a.m. That'll take you anywhere within the Redding Anderson city limits. For all the details, log on to windriver.com or check us out on Facebook. Must be 21 to participate in this event. It's better on the river.
Today, big trucks and motorhomes are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh over 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of smaller machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium-sized vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got bigger and motorhomes became more popular. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Rye Creek Station is cooking again. Stop in for breakfast between 7 and 11 Monday through Friday. Bring along your veteran's photo ID and get an additional 10% off anything on the breakfast menu. Prices start at just $3.99. A 6-ounce New York steak with eggs is just $7.50. Biscuits and gravy, omelets, eggs, Benedict, and more. Terrific values on dinner every night from 5 to 9, and now on breakfast too at Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista. 8 minutes from I-5 on Highway 299, just east of Deschutes Road and across from the fire station.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Good morning, KCNR 1460. Thanks for tuning in. It's the 19th of September, and this month is Prostate Awareness Month, and we're here...
I'm always aware of my prostate. Okay. Well...
Go ahead, take the ball.
Sorry.
Don't go.
No. No, you talk. Okay. Our guest today is Dr. Matthew Allen, radiation oncologist, and Sarah Erickson, who's here. And Sarah brings in somebody every month for on cancer awareness. And today we're talking prostate awareness. And the good doctor has started out, and I think he's got some statistics.
Sure. So we're going to talk a little bit about screening, but before we get to that, approximately 1 in 6 men will develop prostate cancer in their lifetime. And about 1 in 35 will actually die from the disease. So, and there's currently over 2 million survivors of prostate cancer within the United States.
What's the age that one should start getting the PSA screenings?
Sure. So, first of all, PSA is just a protein that's released by the prostate, and it's found in the blood. And typically, for most patients, they will get screening after age 50. If you have high risk factors, such as a brother or a father with prostate cancer, or you're African American, recommendations are to start 40 to 45. The official recommendations are to actually talk with your physician before undergoing any screening so that you understand the risks and benefits before embarking on a screening program.
So basically, what would be, besides the fact that, I guess it always has been like maybe there's a swelling in the groin area, or perhaps the problem urinating. What would be some of the other signs that somebody really needs to take care of this?
Sure. You know, first of all, for prostate cancer, since so many men are undergoing screening, most people present without any symptoms. But for patients who aren't undergoing screening, or some who may have more advanced disease, people may notice that they're having to go to the bathroom more frequently, so more frequent urination, also at night. And their urinary stream becomes weaker. And they might also notice difficulty with erections, as the nerves can be involved because they go right by the prostate. And so those can be red flags that something is going on.
Well, a PSA test too, should be a regular after age 40, you say?
Well, it's not after 40, but for most patients after 50, they should have a discussion with their physician whether it makes sense to undergo screening, because a lot of times for early stage prostate cancer, it's going to be many years before it's going to put patients at risk for losing their life from the disease.
But a PSA is just a blood test.
That's correct. And so it is just a simple blood test, but there's a lot of factors. For some men, I think it's important to, they need to understand whether they want to be able to go under any of the treatments before embarking on screening. So, for example, I have some patients who know they don't want surgery, they don't want radiation. If that's the case, then if you're not going to get the common treatments, it doesn't make any sense to go for screening. And if you have a lot of other health problems that go on, you have diabetes, heart disease, you've had a stroke or two, then often in those cases, the benefits of treatment could outweigh, the cost of treatment would be more side effects for the patient than would be worth for them.
But if you are the average American male, that, and the reason I'm asking this is because when I'm in the military, and PSAs were just like ordinary, they just do it. And I mean, probably at all ages, but I don't remember them asking if you want to go through the treatment afterwards. They're doing it as a preventive thing also.
Correct. Right?
Because isn't there different numbers in it that says, hey, if this you're at this number, oh, looks like it's rising, something to keep an eye on, something like that?
Sure. So there is a lot of cutoffs for looking at PSA. And so typically, if your PSA is above 4, then most oftentimes a biopsy will be recommended. But that's also age-specific. So somebody who's, 75 or 80, the urologist might think, why don't we just follow this a little bit before doing a biopsy? But if you're in your 40s and had a PSA like that, that would be more concerning.
Right.
I'm curious about diet. Does the diet have anything to do with this? If you're a meat eater or a vegetarian, or how that eat right for your blood type, does that have any bearing on this at all?
There has been some connection with high saturated fat intake, in the past. But the largest risk factors are really age and family history. and then followed by ethnicity. So those factors really overwhelm the other factors.
Well, I will share with you that in my direct family, immediate family, okay, so my father has regular tests. My uncle did have his prostate removed. His brother, or another uncle, is dealing with high counts now and how to deal with it. All of my uncles are dealing with it right now. So, you know, that just I find that interesting, like you're talking about. So that's really something my brother's 56.
Oh, your uncles are in their 70s, though.
Yeah, they're all in their 70s. And then I have friends that I know that have had probably the least invasive of the approach from what they were telling me, and that's where you have the implants with the seeds that come out. I don't know how to explain that.
No, sure. For prostate cancer, there are several treatments, and so one would be surgery, where they take your prostate out, and patients are probably most familiar with that. And from radiation, there's really two types. There's an external beam radiation, which is simply like an X-ray, or from a CT scan, but or a CAT scan that you've heard about. It's more similar to that. And the other type is where we put seeds actually into the prostate, and those stay in there, and they can be treated just from that. And the advantage of that is that it can be done one day, and you go home and done.
And the people that I know have had that done have had amazing results.
It does do very well, but it's more for patients with early-stage prostate cancer. So if you have more advanced-stage prostate cancer, it needs to be combined with the external beam radiation, or those patients really need external beam radiation.
Well, there's so much that's interesting, because it's part of our body and our makeup and what's happening with our brothers and our sisters and our aunts and uncles and our community. So we do want to come back, and we are going to take a break right now. KCNR 1460. The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is graciously sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly Whole Foods store.
Coming. The United Way's Extreme Health Weekend, Saturday, October 1st. It kicks off at 7 a.m. Saturday with a pancake breakfast by Knights of Columbus. Watch or take part in weightlifting competitions, CrossFit throwdown, powerlift meet, pump and run, bicycle rides, including the 100-mile century, the 60-mile metric, or the 32-mile short ride. Get your tickets now at ExtremeHealthWeekend.com. Other events like Zumba, a fun-filled event for all, put Reading on the map and beat the Guinness Book of World Records at 4 p.m. No experience needed. Get your tickets online at ExtremeHealthWeekend.com. Access the experts in the mini sports clinics, lacrosse, fly fishing, baseball, disc golf, rock climbing, fencing, yoga, golf, tennis, and much more. Just go to ExtremeHealthWeekend.com for clinic schedules and ticket purchases. Get in on a pasta bash by Mary's Pizza Shack Saturday at 5 p.m. followed by a sock hop. United Way's Extreme Health Weekend. Sponsored by Home Helpers, Record Searchlight, Birch Physical Therapy, KRCR Channel 7, and KCNR 1460 AM.
At North Valley Bank, we're making home ownership easier than ever with more lenders and more home loan options. In addition to conventional fixed and adjustable rate mortgages, we now offer VA, USDA, FHA, HomePath, and jumbo loans. And now we're giving you the chance to win one of three $1,000 home improvement gift cards. Any residential mortgage loan funded between June 1 and December 31, 2011 will be automatically entered to win. Just go to NOVB.com and visit our online real estate loan center or any of our convenient locations. locations to complete your pre-approval application. Don't miss out. Apply today, online, in person, or call 530-226-2930. More choices, more service. No purchase or account necessary to enter or win. Must be 18 years of age or older to enter. Need not be present to win. See official contest rules for more details. Offer ends December 31, 2011. North Valley Bank, Equal Housing Lender.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 on the Free Fire Media. Carl and the Bot, 744 in the morning, September the 19th. Looks like it may get up in the high 90s today.
Currently 62 degrees. It's going to be, yes, exactly. It's going to look like we're going to have, we're going to get up there to about 97 today. It may even be triple digits. We'll see. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And a little bit later in the program, we're going to talk to you about some of the music events that are happening up at Anselmo's. We have a huge event happening this weekend.
And by the way,
the North Star Sessions.
Our friends came in, Taggart came in, a guy I served with in various places and locales throughout the world. And we went up Thursday night to Anselmo's for their pizza. Saw Sungold was up there. So hey, Sungold was always good seeing you.
Yes,
and,
it was.
And your husband. And Pizza was
outstanding.
Outstanding. Each one of them handmade, and you only get them one at a time. It's not like you throw them 10 of them in there because it's a wood-fired pizza
oven.
It's really good. Oh, but that has nothing to do with our – I don't think it has anything to do with our guest here.
Information is power.
Yeah, Dr. Matthew Allen, who is a radiation oncologist, and Sarah Erickson, who has started this our cancer awareness series that we've been doing. And we've been talking about prostate cancer. And this is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, right?
It is.
I think that's really cool that you volunteered to do a prostate exam on Bad Bob in the last segment of the show. He's preparing himself right now.
Hi.
What?
All right. Go ahead.
Doctor, we talked about on the break is, you know, that the test that or the, I guess, the studies that were going on. And they're a little bit confusing about it. And I don't want to leave anybody confused about, you know, should they get a PSA, should they get tested, or should they be, you know, checked for prostate cancer? Yes, it's slow growing. Yes, it's going to hit you if you live long enough. But young people get it, too.
That's true. Young people do get it. And I think especially, you know, patients or individuals who may have a father or a brother with prostate cancer are at much higher risk. So if you have a brother, one relative with it, your risk is at least doubled, and it is 4 to 5 times increased if you have two brothers or a brother and a father. So, you know, I think in that setting, then those patients should really look at getting screened in their 40s and should be talking to their primary care physician about getting screened.
Okay. We talked about the radiation treatments and such, but also surgery is an option too.
Sure, surgery is the most common treatment for prostate cancer, especially for early stage prostate cancer. And you know, the benefits from surgery is that you have very good cure rates, and the long term side effects for most patients tend to be very low. The most common side effects is you have a little bit of fatigue after surgery, and then just urinary incontinence or a little bit of dribbling or leakage of urine after the surgery, and that gets better with time for most patients.
How about sexually?
Sexually, the side effect would be, you know, that there can be some sexual dysfunction or erectile function and a little bit of problems with that. And it really depends on a little bit of the details of your cancer and where it's located. If you have cancer that's more lateral or more posterior in your prostate, it's going to be harder for the surgeon to do what we call a nerve-sparing surgery. And if they can't do a nerve-sparing surgery, then your risk for impotency will be a lot higher.
Okay.
I'm curious, doctor, how you decided, as you go through medical school, because my brother's a doctor too, how you choose what you specialize in. How did you have your aha moment?
Sure. Well, I'd really decided before going to medical school, there was a lot of history of health problems in my family, and my father had passed away about 6 months before I started medical school. And he did not have cancer, but he had a lot of problems with diabetes and heart disease. And I knew I wanted to work with life-threatening illnesses, to be with something that you could have that connection with patients and really feel like you're making a difference. And to me, I was really drawn
to dealing with cancer patients. And so very first year of medical school, I was in a program where we were all paired up and followed for that first year of medical school, a cancer survivor. And so I found it fascinating, and that's something that I was very interested in from the very beginning of medical school.
Okay. Well, you know, we really appreciate
your story really touches me. I love that it brings it, you know, a lot of times I think with the doctors and scientists and attorneys and people who speak in, you know, huge words that are Greek and hard to understand in certain circumstances, that's really nice to bring it down to a level that we can really understand in layman terms and feel the energy, because we're all human beings with souls that connect. And it's a team effort. Of course, and to feel like you can with your, I've heard people say with my team of doctors, my oncologists, and the people that they're working with, and Sarah, you've come just. I'd like to close with you. Come here once a month, and you bring people through your company. Let's talk a little bit about your organization.
I'm with the Lung Affair, and actually, I know it's Prostate Month, but it's a program or an organization for lung cancer awareness. Which is the number one cancer killer of all cancers. And so we basically strive to raise money to help patients get their treatments, help them receive screenings, and to raise awareness with kids in schools about lung cancer.
You know, you've Sarah approached us when, gosh, it's been about 6 months ago.
Yeah,
at least,
a while, yeah.
And said, you know, I'd like to have a show, or, you know, we could do cancer awareness. And somehow she caught me at a weak moment.
And it's been a gift.
Because I said, sure, we can do this monthly. And, you know, I have no idea why, except I don't know why.
Maybe it's just the way you
approached it, maybe the way you sounded. But we just, you know, so we've been doing this for 6 months.
And it's great for you to bring in
and
information.
And it's from doctors from all over. It's not just out of one group or anything like that.
I try to spread it out.
We need to spread it out
like that.
And we appreciate what you've done.
And welcome to Reading again. I know you've only been here 14 months.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, welcome aboard here. How do you like it?
I love it.
Isn't it a great place?
I've been enjoying it.
It's a nice place.
In Texas and Florida and now here.
So, but originally born in California native. So.
Oh, well, again, it's great to be home, isn't it?
It is. And with the Lung Affair, one of the great things of all the work that Sarah's done is everything that she raises stays here locally, which I think is important to point out.
Yeah. Well, look, our guests today have been Dr. Matthew Allen, radiation oncologist. We're talking about prostate cancer and prostate awareness, since it's Prostate Cancer Awareness Month.
And we're also, I'd like to put a little plug in, too, again, for the Sarah, your event that's happening November 5th at the Riverview Country Club. It's a semi-formal dinner and dance to raise money and awareness for lung cancer. And you want to tell us a little bit about that when we have just a minute left.
Basically, it's a fundraiser to raise money for our organization to run our programs, and there'll be dinner, dance, raffle, and a really good time. And the other thing, too, is we're also looking for volunteers for our committee. We're having a meeting this Wednesday, September 21st, 5:30 to 7:00 at Advanced Imaging on Bocelli Lane, if anyone is interested in being a part of the planning committee or being part of the organization as well.
Thank you, Sarah.
That's great, Sarah. Thank you so much.
And, of course, Dr. Matt Allen, who is a radiation oncologist. That was great information. We're going to take a break right now.
We are, because you know why? Bad Bob's getting ready. This is Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
When Chamber members tell us why they belong to the Chamber, they say things like, the Chamber helps me grow my business. Chambers like my own private marketing department helping me find customers. They keep me in touch with other member businesses that may turn out to be vendors from whom I can find high-quality product. Some of them even become customers of my own. Chamber provides these opportunities through our publications, events, seminars, literature distribution, and other programs. The mission of the Chamber is to stimulate a business climate in which our members grow their businesses. If you're a business owner in the Reading area, call us today at 225-4433 or visit our website at readingchamber.com for more information on how we can partner with you and your company's success.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Your search for the perfect house took 2 years. The custom-made sofa took 6 weeks. Finding the right shade of green paint took nearly 3 months. But getting in your car and leaving it all every day just takes complete confidence in all your insurance. Feel independent. Allied Homeowners and Auto Insurance, a nationwide company. On your side. Underwritten by Allied Insurance Companies and Affiliates.
Save money by packaging your home and auto insurance. Contact SFI Insurance Services in Reading. Find them in the White Pages or on the Internet. SFI Insurance Services.
I'm in the I need cordless cutting shears to finish this vent work business.
At Granger, we know what business you're in.
I'm in the if you can help my business, then you'll get my business business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR. This is Carl Lindabot, 7:55 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by, of course, Tobacco and Brew 2143. Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelly have a great place there with Espresso Joe's. You can buy, of course, the coffee, any type of coffee, you know, that you want. The girls will fix it, plus exquisite designer beans, a pound of it. And, of course, any type of tobacco accessory, you know, finest walk-in humidor in the state, discounts for veterans. They do so much for our community, just so much for our community. I can't say enough about it. You know, in the last few minutes here, you know, we got the, in this hour, of course, but next hour we have Sylvia Milliken coming in talking about a number of things that are happening in our community. And, you know, coordination, you know, things that are going on down in Churn Creek and a number of other, a hundred other things that we need to talk about that are having an effect on us. But, you know, we've had two tragedies at air shows, in Reno, of course, at the air races. This, I think it was a P-51 Mustang, went into the ground and killed 9 people at least. I think there's still 16 or 17 people in the hospital, 30 or 60 injured, it was just a terrible crash. And then one in West Virginia where a plane went down and crashed, but it crashed away from the crowd. Now, we're having an air show this weekend, and people need to understand this, is that that air show, the air races in Reno are completely different than the air show we have right here in Reading. Those air races, these guys are just flat out goosing those aircraft around pylons. And they're making these sharp, abrupt turns. They're racing. The planes are fixed for racing. They're pushing these planes to the max. At the air show, and the crowd is right there. At our Reading air show, the planes are not flying anywhere near the direction of the crowd, and they're 1,500 feet away from the crowd when they're doing their aerobatics and all that. So, never been an incident, never will be. The fire chief believes that it's, you know, there's nothing else they can really do because everything is safe the way it is.
It's all about the statistics, and not to correct you, sir, there was an incident in, I think, 1988. There was a tragic crash. The pilot was killed, but very few, if any, actual injuries on the ground brought the whole show to a halt. But you have to think about your statistics, too. Statistically, you are much more likely to get hurt climbing in your car than you are going to an air show. You got to look at the numbers.
I know. I agree with you, Bob. It's some people will focus on that, and you know what? Again, I'd be walking down the street. I mean, you think about how often do you have really big accidents in the sky, and I just it shouldn't stop anyone in doing what you do. And I've always said that, too, because I flew so much in my life, away a lot more before 9/11. But I will say that I always thought, well, as I'm traveling around the world, I suppose if it's my time to go, it's my time to go.
You know, the air show is Exchange Club of Reading's primary fundraiser. They've had 22 air shows since 1982. They've helped raise almost $1 million for local charity work. So it's a great event to go to. We're going to be there.
Saturday, we're going
to. We're going Saturday.
And then the MASH Bash.
And then the MASH Bash. And we're going to be talking about MASH Bash, too. And there's a lot of things going on. The Bark and Wine.
That's October 1st. But we're going to just do 1 week at a time. And, of course, also on Saturday is at North Star Sessions. There's a special event out at the Ensemble Vineyards again that
right.
is a in the event tent. They're bringing the band there, and it's going to be an inclusive dinner with the show for those people who would like to do concerts and stuff. And, Bob? I guess it's time to take a break.
Yeah, the music didn't fire, but it's time to say your word.
We're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
See you after the break.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. President Obama not only wants Congress to pass his jobs bill.
Congress should pass this bill knowing that every proposal is fully paid for.
And right now, at the White House in the Rose Garden, President Obama is detailing how he wants his jobs bill paid for. It's part of a $4 trillion deficit reduction package. Included in it would be a new minimum tax on millionaires, people who make at least $1 million a year, and he wants the Bush tax cuts to expire. Republicans already call it class warfare.
We don't need a system that seeks to prey on people's fear, envy, and anxiety.
That's House Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan. Now, later today, President Obama goes to New York for a fundraiser. Then it's the UN General Assembly. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso has more on that live.
Dave, world leaders will discuss climate change, terrorism, and the Palestinians' plan to gain statehood and membership at the UN.
I will not return back to negotiations if the Israelis do not cease the settlement activity.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and a Fox News exclusive, mediators continue pressing Abbas and Israel to head back to peace talks to avoid a U.S. veto as Israel expresses more concern of growing mistrust of the U.N., Dave.
Jeff, there was less crime in America last year. Violent attacks, including murder and rape, down 6%, and the FBI says property crime declined nearly 3% thanks to a big drop in car theft. A military judge has recommended an Army sergeant accused of killing 5 Americans at a base in Iraq should not get the death penalty at his court-martial because he's mentally ill. 6 people still in critical condition after Friday's Reno air show crash that left dozens injured.
I'm really lucky to be here. There was a lot of carnage. I didn't see any of it because I was out.
9 people, including the pilot, died. Investigators still trying to figure out why he crashed into the crowd. On Wall Street, a sell-off to start the week. The Dow's down 223 points on renewed debt concern overseas. Fox News Radio. Barron Balanced.
For contractors, business comes from bids. And better bids start at the Home Depot, where right now, you can save 15% on special order windows and doors. That means putting great brands and great quality into any job at an even better price. So if you're a pro, get that 15% savings. Then get ready to lower your estimates, be more competitive, and bring on the business. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through September 28th, U.S. only, see store for details.
You hear that? That's the sound of 68 million shopping carts being filled. 275,000 homes being built. Yep, that's the sound of a CSX train doing its part to move the economy forward. Sounds pretty good. CSX trains are the most efficient way to bring goods to market. See how at CSX.com. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Again, our top Fox story, President Obama now in the Rose Garden at the White House detailing how he wants deficit reduction to take place in Washington, a lot of it on tax increases on wealthier Americans. A Connecticut family has to relive the horror that happened in 2007. A second man accused in a deadly home invasion goes on trial today.
We're glad that it started and we can get this into the past.
That's Jennifer Hawk Pettit's father. She and her 2 daughters were murdered after two men made her go to the bank and get the money. Her husband also badly beaten. The first defendant already got the death penalty. Police outside Buffalo, New York, trying to figure out why a 74-year-old woman drove her van into a restaurant Saturday night, killing a husband and wife. Their son was also injured. A charity biker event takes a wrong turn in Tennessee.
Thousands of motorcyclists rolled into Clarksville, Tennessee this weekend with toys on their bikes. Members of the group Bikers Who Care gather every year to donate those toys, but tragedy at this year's event. Clarksville, Tennessee police spokesman Jim Knoll says three men and two women were found dead in a camper.
One of the BWC members had came up to talk to the folks, and then they found them inside.
Investigators think fumes from a generator might have leaked into the camper. Autopsies are scheduled for today. Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
It's the only kind of rerun fans of a TV show want, and that aired twice last night. Fox News Radio's Sabrina Sabah was at the Emmys, now live in L.A.
At first, it was a marathon session of wins for one show, prompting host Jane Lynch to change the name of the Emmy Awards.
Welcome back to the Modern Family Awards.
The comedy took home five Emmys, including Best Show in its category. Mad Men was also a repeat winner for Best Drama. Not winning, though, in his usual out-of-this-world way, Charlie Sheen.
We spent eight wonderful years together, and I know you will continue to make great television.
That shout-out directed at his former co-stars. Dave?
Yeah, Sabrina, tonight, Two and a Half Men's new season starts without him, with Ashton Kutcher replacing Sheen. Sheen will be at a Comedy Central roast. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media and Carl on the bot. Good morning. It's 8:05, September the 19th. It's a Monday. Hey, our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We've been talking in the last hour. We talked with Dr. Matthew Allen, about who's a radiation oncologist, about Prostate Cancer Awareness Week. We talked about the Emmys and the sexuality or different sexual parts that have been introduced into the show, it seems like, and then the comments about, you know, why are we just focusing on that all the time? We've talked about also the air show and how, you know, yes, there's been some tragedies at air shows, but the one here in Reading is a very safe air show, that the rules they have for the pilots and the aerobatics is to keep them completely away from the crowds. They don't fly in the same direction as the crowds. They are and 1,500 feet away. So we've talked about all those in the last hour. Now, let's go to the phones here. Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Long time no see.
I know. Just saw you yesterday.
That's right.
Hey, whoever talked you into wearing that color shirt, awesome. I love that color on you. You've worn it before. It looks really good.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
I didn't tell you that yesterday.
Well,
so
thank you. It was Linda, of course.
Huh?
Linda does that.
Of course. Great taste. Well, I wanted to just kind of clue everybody in on what we're doing at the Reading Tea Party tonight. We meet at 2570 South Bonneville Road. It used to be the Bonneville Baptist Church. It is now Destiny Fellowship. We meet at 6 o'clock, and tonight we have a gentleman coming to talk about firearm safety, some of the laws and legislation, how you can obtain a concealed weapons permit, and, you know, that type of thing. So we're going to have an all-around discussion about...
And who's that? Who's coming?
You know, I, off the top of my head, I have to say that I don't know his name. He's a gentleman coming out of the Mount Shasta area, I believe.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a lot of...
I wish I could shoot his name out there, but unfortunately, I don't know it.
Well, we have a lot of very knowledgeable people, especially talking about all these new laws that are crossing Brown's desk that are taking another right away from us.
Yes.
And the concealed carry permit. Talking to people coming from other parts of the country, they say, well, nobody here can get a concealed carry permit. This is California. And I said, not so fast. If you go south of here, you're going to have a tough time.
Right.
But and especially if you're in LA or San Diego, there, mm-hmm. of course, a lot of people carry concealed in LA and San Francisco,
yeah,
and you know, there, but they're criminals. So
right, exactly. And we just have an absolutely wonderful sheriff in Tom Bosanko, and he's very supportive of our Second Amendment rights, and he also understands that law enforcement can't be everywhere at all times, especially based on budget cuts and reduction in, you know, the law enforcement personnel. So he's real supportive of people, you know, getting their concealed weapons permits and clearly doing it the right way and doing it legally.
Absolutely. Okay. That's
great.
6 o'clock tonight.
You got it.
All right. Thanks so much,
thanks
Elizabeth.
A lot. Have a great day.
You bet.
Bye.
Okay. Before we take our break, we're going to go to Jeff Kidd from Wells Fargo for our Financial Minute.
Hey, good morning. The Dow and NASDAQ are sharply lower as the prospect of a default by Greece returned to haunt the markets. It's a critical week for Greece as inspectors determine whether the country has met conditions to receive the next installment of rescue loans. Currently, the Dow Jones is off 207 points at 11,301. The S&P 500 is down 22 at 1,193, and the NASDAQ is down 37 at 2,585. Some of the day's biggest movers, AT&T is down 57 cents at 28.37. Bank of America is lower 29 cents at $6.94. And locally, Walmart is down 50 cents at 52.15. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. Treasury note is yielding 1.96%. For commodities, gold is down $25 at $1,785 per ounce. Silver is lower at $1.19 at $39.41 per ounce. And crude oil is off $2.69 at $85.55 per barrel. That's the market for now. This is Jeff Kidd from Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Jeff. I'd like to hear that. We're going to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:10 in the morning, September the 19th, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Champion Tom Mintz returned to Red Bluff.
September 30th, October 1st and 2nd.
Budweiser, Pepsi, Napa Auto Parts, and Les Schwab Tires at the Metro PCS West Coast Monster Truck Nationals at the Fairgrounds in Red Bluff. TH Mutant Ninja Turtle, El Toro Loco, The Patriot, King Crunch, Obsession, and more. All come to take on Gravedigger and Maximum Destruction. Plus those insane quad racers. A top truck class for you local. And get this, Red Bluff. Fire-breathing, jet-powered fire truck will light up the Red Bluff sky. Friday night, all kids 12 and under get a free toy monster truck thanks to Lassen Medical. Get your discount tickets now at Napa Auto Parts stores. Bud's Jolly Coke. Charge by phone by calling the Red Bluff Chamber of Commerce office at 527-6220 or go online to rvmonsters.com. September 30th, October 1st and 2nd. It's the Metro PCS West Coast Monster Truck National. You gotta be there.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, Coachmaster Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Integrity Heating and Air is proud to announce their new state-of-the-art comfort and design center at 5213 Industrial Way in Anderson. Integrity and Lennox would like to say thanks to the North Valley for your continued business and referrals. The warm summer months are upon us, and it's time to call Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer. No one ever thinks a problem will happen with their cooling system, but like Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox has always said, it takes more than just a good system to get it right. Having regular maintenance performed on your system will reduce energy costs and prevent the possibility of future problems. problems. For over 10 years now, the North Valley has been counting on Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox. With an 82% referral rating, Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer, is one of the most trusted names in the industry. It's all about outstanding customer service with quality personnel to make sure all your comfort needs and expectations are satisfied. Call Integrity Heating and Air, your local premier Lennox dealer, today for a free estimate and rebate information. 365-9100. That's 365-9100. Integrity and Lennox. Comfort you can trust.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media and Carl Linda Bott. 8:14 in the morning, September the 19th. That's from that movie Footloose, right? I don't know if you ever saw this, but before our guest is on the line here, let me talk real quick before I do my commercial, then get to the guest. Here's these kids, never danced before, and they come into this last dance, and they are dancing like pros. They are doing things that pros can't even do, the flips and all that, all from that movie Footloose. It was, you know what? I have never watched the movie. I've watched the last 8 minutes of the movie.
Aren't they doing a remake?
They do remakes of everything.
There's no originality.
You know, even movies that weren't that good to begin with, they're making remakes of remakes. I can't believe it. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Advantage Eye Care. And he is not a remake. He is the original, right out of the box, Dr. Joseph Loya. 1751 Hartnell Avenue, our optometrist. He's got an on-site lab. He takes care of the family from toddlers to seniors. You're worried about insurance, don't worry about it. He cares about your eyes. He's going to work with you. Latest design of progressive lenses, and he also has a line of glasses available there, the Wiley X Climate Control Series. And these, if you ride a motorcycle, you ride a bicycle, you do anything that puts wind in your eyes, wear these. These things work great. I can tell you, at 70 miles an hour, they keep wind out of my eyes on that Harley. You can get them from Dr. Joseph Loya, 1751 Hartnell Avenue, 223-2325. Give him a call, and he will take care of your eyes. You know, even when the economy's down, you got to take care of your eyes. This man will work with you, this doctor, Dr. Joseph Loya. Okay, now we've got all that done. On the phone is Sylvia Milliken and Sean Curtis. I think I'm reading that right. And we're going to talk about what's going on in this coordination meeting about the force. Is that correct, Sylvia?
Correct.
Okay, you're on a speakerphone, so if people say that sounds a little funny, that's why. She's on a speakerphone, so because there's a couple people in the room. Sylvia, tell us what's going on here.
Well, tomorrow the County Board of Supervisors at 9 o'clock is hosting the Shasta Trinity National Forest, and they're going to be talking about the travel management plan, more specifically the ML3 roads, the maintenance level 3 roads that have, since the record of decision came out on the travel management plan, have excluded mixed use. And that's happening tomorrow morning. Then tomorrow at 6 o'clock, the Redding City Council is hosting the Shasta Trinity National Forest and discussing this also. And they're going to be talking, too, about invoking coordination.
Now, if I understand right, this is the Sharon Haywood who heads up the Trinity National Forest. Is that correct?
Correct.
Now, she has, and this is something that each individual forest manager has the right to do, or at least can do, has blocked off all these roads from people to be able to use it. And even though the County Board of Supervisors voted unanimously to have this, you know, re-looked at and to change this, she has refused to do it. Is that correct?
Correct. And, Carl, the roads at this point have not been blocked off, but what happens is that the people are supposed to know when they go out to the forest which roads are open and which roads are not.
Okay, so they're not blocked off, so people, if they're using them, though, but if they're caught on these roads, can they get tickets and all that kind of stuff?
Once the motor vehicle use map, which is called an MVUM, comes out, and I heard that it's supposed to be out the end of September, once that map is out, then it is up to the public to have one of those maps and to know which roads are open and which ones are closed.
Okay, now she's closing these roads for what reason? And I say she is because it's her that's making the decision. There's other forced that have made decisions and going in different directions. Is that correct?
Correct, yes. She can determine which roads she wants to close. And what happens is they're mostly, our concern right now is mostly the ML3 roads and the fact that this will take away the opportunity of historically used roads for quads and dirt bikes. They will not be able to use them. And then any unauthorized route that the public has used for years will no longer be open, unless it's one of them that she has determined should be brought into the road system. But there are very, very few of those.
Well, she was trying to get the highway patrol into this, and they backed out by saying this is not a road, you know, these aren't highways. And that, I mean, this is this just her decision?
Yes. On this particular forest, yes, she has the ultimate say.
And has Wally Herger weighed into this?
Yes, he has.
And so far, what have they said to him?
They have basically, I think, ignored him. They send him these form letters, that type of thing, generic answers, and then just march ahead with what they're doing. So right now, Wally Herger's office, along with a number of other congressmen, are trying to cut back on their budget so that they won't have the money, the budget, to implement these plans.
Well, why won't Sharon Haywood talk to people? I mean, has she met with you all, or is she refusing to meet with you?
No, she has met with us as the public, but we have really no power, so then she just goes ahead and does what she pleases. But I have to say, Carl, that right now the organization that I chair, Recreation Outdoors Coalition, is working what we would consider we are working on several projects in the forest, and she seems to be willing to work with us on these.
So why is she so adamant about these roads?
They just, I think, have an agenda of closing so many roads and getting the green sticker, which is the quads and dirt bikes, out of the forest and slowly pulling up the drawstrings to where there are very few roads left in the forest.
Has she said why?
No.
Well,
you know,
we've asked
government and transparency. There has been no transparency.
We've asked Sharon Haywood to come on to the show probably 2, maybe 3 dozen times. She's always too busy. Oh, yes, we'll do that next week, next month, but she's always too busy to do that, which, of course, is not true. It's that I just don't think she wants to face the fact that people are going to ask questions, and she comes out on record in front of a lot of people saying, why are you going to close this? I don't understand why she doesn't. Anyway, hey, we got to take a quick break here, Sylvia. As soon as we do that, we'll come right back to Sylvia Milliken and Sean Curtis. We're talking about the closing of roads that have been open in the Trinity National Forest forever. This is Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
North Valley Bank, we're making home ownership easier than ever with more lenders and more home loan options. In addition to conventional fixed and adjustable rate mortgages, we now offer VA, USDA, FHA, HomePath, and jumbo loans. And now we're giving you the chance to win one of 3 $1,000 home improvement gift cards. Any residential mortgage loan funded between June 1 and December 31, 2011 will be automatically entered to win. Just go to NOVB.com and visit our online real estate loan center or any of our convenient locations to complete your pre-approval application. Don't miss out. Apply today, online, in person, or call 530-226-2930. More choices, more service. No purchase or account necessary to enter or win. Must be 18 years of age or older to enter. Need not be present to win. See official contest rules for more details. Offer ends December 31, 2011. North Valley Bank, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, the folks at Tobacco and Brew just got back from the Las Vegas Cigar Show. Now through October 30th, Tobacco and Brew is offering the new Vega Fina cigar at 15% off. They're going to be featuring those cigars at the Big Bike Weekend at their cigar event on October 6th, starting at 6 p.m. Vega Fina is one of the most sought-after Dominican cigars in Europe. And let's not forget the stinky cigar ashtrays. Uh-huh. Those are perfect for outdoor, all stainless steel, and hold large cigars. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
There it is. Let's follow it and see where it goes.
A new kind of broadband company is here. We're CenturyLink, linking Americans coast to coast to what matters. Our consistently fast speeds save you from interruptions and slowdowns, and since we're locally operated, you'll be met by honest personal service. We're committed to providing a better experience with 5-year price guarantees and more ways to customize your technology.
I think it's headed across the country.
CenturyLink, your link to what's next. Find out more at CenturyLink.com.
HDTV options these days can be mind-boggling. There's 2D, 3D, 720p, 1080p, 60, 120, 240 hertz, 8-bit panels, 10, 12, and 18-bit panels, plasma, LCD, LED, DLP, and the list goes on. And then what about the components you want connected to the TV? Will they go inside a cabinet or be hidden away in a closet? The decision process can be a bit overwhelming, to say the least. Well, relax, take a deep breath, and head on over to Clyde's Next Generation Home Entertainment Center on Churn Creek Road in Reading. For more than 25 years, we've assisted our customers in selecting the TV that's just right for them, followed by expert installation and service after the sale. And you'll never have to wonder if there's a better deal in town on top-quality home electronics, because here at Clyde's Next Generation, we post our local competitors' prices on the TVs we sell. And we have a fabulous selection of home entertainment cabinetry to add that finishing touch. Clyde's Next Generation Home Entertainment Center, still on Churn Creek Road, but now located behind Cool Hand Luke's in Reading.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media, and Carl Linda Bob, 8:25 in the morning.
Good morning.
September the 19th, it's 70 degrees out there.
It is. It's going to be a warm one today. We're going to reach up into 97, mostly clear evenings with the 62 and tonight. Tomorrow, it looks like we're going to have around 97 again, and tomorrow night, 62. It looks like throughout the week, we're going to be in the high 90s all week long.
Okay.
Mostly clear. It doesn't look like we have any thunderstorms or anything in the horizon.
No gentle rains coming down
on
us.
No gentle rains.
Sylvia Milliken and Sean Curtis are our guests. We're talking about meetings that are going to be at the Board of Supervisors and the City Council, talking about in a coordination meetings, talking about closing down of roads in the Shasta Trinity National Forest. This plan's been going on a long time, but has it been implemented as of right now, Sylvia?
The record of decision has been signed. That was signed in March of 10. But until the MVUM, which is the Motor Vehicle Use Map, comes out, they cannot enforce it.
So what if you ran around and you grabbed all those maps and threw them away? It doesn't work, huh?
It'll be on record.
Oh, it'll still be on record. Okay. So, and what was in the reason that they, it's not just closing certain roads. Isn't it say also too that your RV, you know, if you have a, you know, recreational vehicle, you can't park it off the road at all?
And car length.
One car length. That's all you can park it off. You can't take it back into like a little camping spot or area there.
Correct. They are all, once the map comes out, all those little spurs will be closed if they're not an system route.
And tell me again the reason they wanted to close it. Is it dangerous? Is it because, what's it from?
Well, we're not sure, because where's our transparent government? We've been given no rational reason to close these little routes.
Well, she is Sharon Haywood, the one who does this. She is the one that has the final say. She's the one that implements this.
Correct.
Who's been in the Shasta, or she's been around Reading for years, hasn't she?
Correct.
And so now this is happening. Is she saying anything like, hey, I'm being forced to do this by my higher-ups, even though that there are other ones in her same position and are not doing this in the North State? Is that correct?
Absolutely not.
Okay. So what's her biggest reason? Okay, you're saying is you don't know, but is she going to be there at the Board of Supervisors meeting?
It is my understanding she is.
So she's there to answer questions, then?
Correct.
Questions from the audience?
She'll answer questions to the board, from the board.
Can people ask the board questions that they will ask her?
People can make statements, yes.
Okay. Okay, what time is that going to be then, Sylvia?
It's going to be, starts at 9 o'clock in the morning, and I suggest anybody that plans to attend to be there early, and we hope that that whole building is packed with people.
If you care about driving off-road and having, it's not even driving off-road, just having access to our force that we pay for with our taxes. And see, here's a perfect example of a bureaucrat making a bureaucrat. A difference between an elected official and a bureaucrat. We can change an elected official. We can't change a bureaucrat. Making a law, making rules that they enforce that has a huge impact on people, yet they answer to no one. They don't even answer to our congressman who has tried to get an answer from them and they refuse to do it. So it's taken the point where they're trying to cut money from this department at a national level because of this one woman here.
It's not only because of the one woman, but most of the forests are suffering the same thing. But we have other forests, like the Whitefish Forest in National Forest, I think, in Montana, that their average daily traffic is around 400, but they feel that's low enough to allow mixed use. The forests in Idaho allow mixed use. So why can't the forest here in California, what we call Region 5, allow mixed use? Our organization, Recreation Outdoors Coalition, has done a traffic study both in Lassen National Forest, in the Shasta Trinity National Forest, and the average daily traffic was so low, it was maybe 10 to 20 cars.
Well, I think people need to go out there, and I think people need to be at the Board of Supervisors meeting tomorrow at 9 o'clock, and you know maybe again at the City Council at 6 p.m. on tomorrow night. There's a lot of things going on. Sylvia, thanks so much for calling.
Thank you.
Is there anything else here in our last minute?
No, I think that you've pretty much covered the rationale of why people need to be at these meetings. And, you know, most people, Carl, think that when you talk about OHVs, they think that they're the dirt bikes and the quads out there tearing up the hills. An OHV is any vehicle, whether it's a motorhome, a passenger car, a Jeep, whatever, that goes off of a paved road.
That's right. So that's anybody that wants to drive back out there. It's not just the motorbikes. Okay.
Correct.
9 o'clock tomorrow morning at the Board of Supervisors and 6 p.m. tomorrow night at the City Council. Thanks so much, Sylvia.
Thank you. It's 8:30 in the morning. We're going to take a break for Fox News, KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster.
Washington has to live within its means.
And President Obama says his plan for getting the debt down cuts $2 in spending for every $1 in new revenues.
This plan eliminates tax loopholes that primarily go to the wealthiest taxpayers and biggest corporations.
And the president says he will veto any bill that changes Medicare without raising revenues. Republicans in Congress have opposed any tax hikes. A tenth person has died as a result of the air race crash in Reno, Nevada, Friday. Another spectator, Ron Sargas, saw the whole thing happen, says there was an odd lack of panic.
As the plane was coming in, everyone was staring, and it may have been that it was so shocking to see a plane swing over the crowd that way.
Federal investigators are focusing on a piece of the tail that may have come loose before the crash. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Wind River Casino and Rogue Fights presents the final fight of the year, Five Knuckle Showdown. This final bout of the MMA cage fighting series is at the Wind River Casino Event Center on Saturday, October 8th at 7:30. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting. These are sure to be the best cage fights of the year in the North State. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting, no limits. This event sells out fast. Get your tickets now. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage. On Saturday, October 8th, the Event Center will roar with the thrill of the extreme cage fights that Wind River Casino continues to bring you. This extreme event sells out fast. Get your tickets now. Don't miss the final fight of the year. Five Knuckle Showdown. Cage fights at Wind River Casino on October 8th. Get your tickets now online or at the gift shop. Great entertainment is coming your way again with the final fight of the year. Five Knuckle Showdown cage fights at Wind River Casino. Presented by Rogue Fights. For more information, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this event. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull is there. He said if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification of the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 42 years. Redding, California.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR1460. I'm a Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott, 8:35 in the morning. September the 19th, 70 degrees. Our phone line's here at 530-605-4567, and we're chatting and streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We just had Sylvia Milliken on, and Sean Kurz, we didn't talk to Sean, but we had Sylvia on, talking about what was going on in the National Forest, about roads being cut off because of, we're not sure really the reasons. She said it wasn't transparent. What I've heard is that they can't keep them safe because of, erosion and all these things. I think that was mentioned one time. Gary Cadd's with us today. You've just kind of wandered through because we had something else we wanted to talk about, too. But right before we get to Gary, I want to talk about two other things. One is, remember this law that was passed that said you can't lay off teachers? Well, it's coming back, I think, to bite us earlier than we thought. Some people, when we talked to Tom Armolino the other day from Shasta County school superintendent, said that they can't budget because they've got these people that they can lay off, halfway through the year when they don't have. They can do layoffs to reduce payroll. But they can't do that anymore. They can't lay off teachers once the school year begins due to this new, I believe it's this new law. I can lay off people in the spring for next year, but in January I can't lay people off for this year. And we've got several schools that are caught in this twilight zone, you might say. They're at a risk of falling short of minimum requirements to ensure their solvency. So this is it's the kind of thing is that they haven't of course failed. Shasta County can help it out, but the whole thing is that there are it may be just a tempest in a teapot right now. But we're going to have to see if that something like that's going to happen, that our schools are going to be caught in some kind of budget trouble for a number of reasons. One, we've got declining enrollment, less money. It's just a matter of time, I think, until we have that perfect storm in our school system too. Even though that there's billions put into the system. And yet, are the classes going to get bigger? Are there going to be, we've got some schools out there, as we learned in Shasta County, it's got 16 students.
And it looks as though that
16
the,
students.
Yeah. It looks as though that the state government is making it harder for our school districts, and harder for us as people to live in this state to be able to plan what's coming in our future.
They're taking away, I think, some of the ability of we mm-hmm. at this level to try and plan for our students and to plan about what's going on, and they force this down. And they said it, you know, they had school administrators say it was the worst, you know, school legislation that's come by in 30 years, and it takes away the right for people to try and plan. And this is the first part of this, exactly what we were talking about just a couple months ago, and it was a signed by Brown, and it was a thank you to the teachers union, and it said it right there. So, I mean, Brown didn't say that, but in essence,
that's what you're talking about.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is a new approach for parole enforcement. You know, when parolees used to get in trouble, they were sent back to prison for 4 months. And that's part of that 7 in 10 parolees, a 70% recidivism rate. So, one of the things that they've been talking about, Basenko and, you know, the parole officer that was on here, the head of the probation department, and also the district attorney's office, the public defender's office, and Tom Basenko, was they're going to do things called flash terms, where they take these people, and for a brief period, every time they do something wrong, it's like a flash incarceration, where they put them in jail for the weekend. If they do something, put them in jail for 2 to 3 days, and then bring them back out again, trying to break this, you know, people going back to jail and getting out and then going back to jail. I mean, it's this whole thing is going to be, you know, it just takes time and money. They're trying to, like, maybe break this cycle by doing that.
So a timeout.
Well, it is. You know what? That's exactly what it is.
You're going to put them in the penalty box.
The goal of the short but immediate incarceration is to change their behavior. Infant requires multiple jail stints. Usually after 2 to 3 times, the light bulb goes on, said Denise Allen, a researcher with the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. They said preliminary results have been remarkable for deterring drug use by the 35 Sacramento area parolees who participated in this program. But that's what they're talking about here. This is one thing. But Tom Basenko is going to be on Wednesday. We're going to talk to him about that because in, 2 weeks, we start having those realignment people coming in here. We get our first 30 to 35 releasees are rolling in here. So it's going to be good to hear what the final plan's going to be. You know, supposedly the money's coming in, and they've got these ideas on how to do this. Okay, got to take a quick break. We come back. Gary Cadd's here with us. We're going to talk about some other things that are going on too in the Churn Creek Bottom and a couple of things that we have noticed that are going to be voted on, or changes that maybe you don't know about. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:40 in the morning, September the 19th, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Just a little more time is all we're asking for.
Enjoy summer evenings at one of the most beautiful venues in the North State. Plan a trip to Anselmo Vineyards for their summer music series underway now. Check the website at anselmovineyards.com for upcoming concert dates and artists. Enjoy the beautiful short 20-minute drive out to Anselmo Vineyards. Come early and enjoy a delicious dinner and sample award-winning Anselmo wines with your meal. And something new, Anselmo Vineyards is now open Sunday nights for wine tasting and dinner, and Thursday nights for handcrafted pizza prepared in their own outdoor pizza oven. Ask about the new Anselmo Vineyards event pavilion and special horseback riding adventures. Call 474-5546. That's 474-5546 for more details. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hello, folks. I'm
I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Hi, I'm Assemblymember Jim Nielsen. Last year, California lost more than 28,000 acres of land due to fires, leaving families devastated and causing billions in property damage. If you live in an area prone to fires, protect your family. First, clear an area of 100 feet around your home to reduce flammable vegetation. Also, remove needles and leaves from your roof and gutters, and keep trees trimmed at least 10 feet away. Remember, defensible space is required by law, and most of all, it protects you and your family.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media and Carl Linda Body, 44 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off of Athens Avenue. They were taking a little vacation last week, but they are back and ready to rock. DC Tim and the Man in Black give great haircuts, great prices, take a step back in time. Discounts to veterans, Man's Last Stronghold. That's right, Man's Last Stronghold. It's just great conversation. You're not going to get your hair dyed or blown. You'll get it cut. You have to be shaved around your ears and your neck. They don't do regular face shaves. They do beards. Looks like Bad Bob might have gotten closer to the barber this time.
We found an alternate source, but believe me, we'll be going back.
Well, yeah, because I tell you what, it looks like
they were on vacation last week.
I know,
and you need
richly to get deserved.
Richly deserved. We love these guys, and like I said, they do a whole lot for our community.
Get your military buzz.
That's right.
Get your military buzz on.
Looks like a cat got to your beard there, Bad Bum. Okay. So how was that that exam?
It's Monday.
How was Dr. Allen's exam this morning, huh?
You know, I'll tell you what. What does it feel like to have Monday? And, of course, we have Gary Cadd in with us. And Karen,
we're never sure what Gary's talking about. He's tried to tell me now three times. I still don't understand.
Oh, well, that's true. You gave us some information about a meeting today.
He took it back.
Oh, okay. Do we want to talk about that? Mm-hmm. Of course. Why don't you go ahead?
Well, there's going to be a meeting, a special meeting this afternoon of the Regional Transportation Planning Agency. It seems that three of the board members, which are city council members, have asked for a special meeting. The special meeting will be covering the possible action relating to RTPA bylaws or amended to the bylaws that clarify RTPA authority over RTPA staffing levels, RTPA budget, and appointment of executive director. And what brings this to mind is that the executive director of RTPA, Dan Little, will be leaving. I think it's going to be towards the end of October. And when he leaves, it's set up the way it's set up now is the county public works director can appoint that new executive director, and the board of RTPA believes that they have the right to appoint it, which I think they're probably right. But what has precipitated this is the county earlier in July, middle of August, I guess it was, cut the budget for RTPA and move some people out of RTPA into the county. This was after the RTPA board had set the budget. So we've got a little power struggle going on here between the RTPA board and the county public works department, I would guess how you could characterize it. So the reason I'm bringing this up is, people, if you're interested in Regional Transportation Planning Agency, this is where the money, this is where our fuel tax money goes to Washington, D.C., comes back to California to Caltrans, and from Caltrans it comes to RTPA, and then it's used, divvied out and used between the three cities and the county. And I think that the cities need to make sure that they're well represented when this board gets together and does their functions.
Okay, so let's just bring it right back down to today is a meeting at 3 o'clock at City Hall.
Today, 3 o'clock, a meeting at Reading City Council Chambers.
Reading City Council Chambers. And the meeting is about?
Is about whether RTPA is going to amend their bylaws so that they can appoint the executive director rather than the county public works director.
So
instead of elected officials nominating the person, they want to take it and have a staff member do that.
That's in essence, yeah.
You know what? Transparency
again.
Yeah, I know. You know, this whole thing about it is that we've got elected members on that. They're paid to be on these different different councils, then they should take the authority to appoint the people. The staff, of course, is very capable staff. I'm not saying anything about that. But, you know, if you've got elected officials on this, just like any other elected official, instead of putting together committees and groups and all this, make the decision, stand by the decisions, and if people don't like it, they'll replace you. If they do like it, they will keep electing you, in this spot. But bureaucrats are there forever. We've got to have something to say about this.
Well, and the thing with it is, this is a special meeting being called, and it's being called not by the chairman of the RTPA, who is a county board of supervisor. It's being called by four of the members of this board that are city council members from Shasta Lake City, from Anderson, and from Reading, and then also the representative from RABA, the Reading Area Transportation Authority. So it looks like it must be pretty important for these people to call a special meeting. So I'm just want to let everybody know that a special meeting has just sprung up.
We've got all types of things going on at the city council and all this, especially tomorrow night and the Board of Supervisors. But, this thing today, and it's at 3 o'clock, so mm-hmm. I kind of recommend you go down if you're interested in this. But then tomorrow at the city council, we're talking about money. We're talking about, the forestry. We're talking about a lot of things that are going on this Tuesday.
Yeah, there's two union contracts are going to be
talking about. The union contracts, that's huge.
Tremendously huge.
And, you see that, that it's paying, they're taking big cuts, and yet there's raises, being given. So I'm not sure where the cuts are. We're going to have people in here to talk about that. We're making these cuts, yet there's being raises given at the same time. So are there cuts, or is this something like we're doing now for down the road? With new hires are going to feel the impact on this as opposed to people that are here now. I can understand that. But the electrical workers, this thing here is that supposedly we are saving a lot of money, in their health care. I think it's, 64 people or is it 90 people? And yet there's still raises being given in that, too.
Yeah, because some of this is
just
we're taking away on the left hand, but we're giving back on the right hand. So as far as the city budget saving any money, we're really not saving.
Well, we're going to try and get the IUW here and also somebody from the city council on to talk about this and what's going on with this. Is it truly saving us money? Is it smoke and mirrors? Is this something that it's not going to help us today or tomorrow, but it's really going to help us next year?
Is it opening? Is it going to open Fire Station 2?
That's the other thing. Yeah, the firefighters saying they'd like to open up Fire Station 2. So they've given a lot on this one, from what I understand. But we're going to get those people on, and we're going to discuss it.
And then there's another issue on the closed session, which is going to be the possibility of selling a piece of property out on the on Stillwater, and there's just a name. The name of the company or building that would go up, there's no mention. There's a lot of things lacking from the information that's been given out so far as to what this project is.
What's the name of the company?
There is no name.
Oh, there is no name.
I think the name is R. Moore, I think is the name.
Oh, the Jedi Knights.
There's a real estate group bringing this forward, and they're representing an R. Moore, I believe the name is.
Well, we'll see. That's a good question, too. Yeah. Okay, hey, we've got to take a break here. 8:51 in the morning. This is Free Fire Radio. You know, tomorrow we're having Rob Burrows, and we're going to be talking about the MASH Bash. We're going to be talking about a number of things that are going on with the veterans in our community. Our guest today right now is Gary Cadd, and we're talking about all these things that are happening today and tomorrow in the County Board of Supervisors in the City Council. Carl and Linda Bott.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
Michelle Martin Strebe, marketing manager with the Record Searchlight. Didn't I see you recently, Michelle?
You see me quite a few times. I bought the car last year. It's a used car, but it definitely had some front end problems. I took it into CARS. The mechanic went through every problem. They kept me safe, and the car is fixed. You guys were a dream to work with.
How did you happen to come into CARS in the first place?
Well, I had met the owner, Barb White, years ago when I first moved to Reading. The shop is real close to the Record Searchlight. The concierge service, I have to say, is one reason I use CARS so much. It's very handy, and I don't have to inconvenience everybody else in my family to run me around town.
Have you referred any of your friends or your coworkers there at the Record Searchlight or any of your family into CARS?
I'm bragging about the last thing I had done, which was the detailing. You guys are just like a one-stop shop for me. It's wonderful.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460
well,
AM.
Well, I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Yeah.
KCNR 1460. Carl and about 8:55 in the morning, September the 19th. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567, and we're chatting and kind of. And
where is everybody?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's interesting because
30 or 40 people.
I just had a conversation with somebody, and people are still on vacations, taking September vacations, getting their last camping fixes in, and motorcycle runs, camping, boating. You know, Bob, of course, went out to the ocean
and threw up all the time.
But I'm,
chum
I'm
for fish.
No, I really, Carl and I, of course, you know, we schedule people to come on, and of course, this morning we were talking about, prostate awareness and certain things that we find interesting and educational and as things, just reminders. So in the news today, there was, from Clarksville, Tennessee, there were five bikers that were found dead in a recreational vehicle at Tennessee Speedway and Festival. They were there were, I think, a husband and wife and their two children. Children and their friends.
Yeah. You know, and here's the thing about it is it's five bikers found dead at, you know, at bike rally. So you immediately think of gunfire and all this, and it had nothing to do with that. She was a school teacher. He was a truck driver. Their friends were there. And they were killed apparently by carbon monoxide. So here's what we want to just warn people about. It seems that the generator that they had running outside, and you know, it was running outside, yet there was an opening into the RV that they were sleeping in, and it seems like it sucked in the carbon monoxide and killed them all.
It says it appears a small storage hatch on the RV did not close properly, allowing fumes from the generator to leak inside the vehicle. By the way, the other bikers, the ones who found the bodies, were taken to a hospital after feeling dizzy and lightheaded. They all had high amounts of carbon monoxide in their systems.
But you look at the headline, it looks like there was some kind of firefight.
Biker slasher
time. Yeah, it said five bikers killed. Well, they weren't. There was a family,
a tragic accident
with a family that were at a bike rally, and their children. I don't think their children are bikers, but
yep. Actually, this is one of the bike groups that does a lot of toys for tots and Christian Motorcycle Association.
But the bottom line is, you're out camping. All these, anytime you run a motor engine, you got to make sure that carbon monoxide, and we get that during the winter too. People
every year up in the foothills, we would have it when I was doing the reporting gig. We would have a tragedy where somebody during these extended power outages would have a generator in the garage, and they would find them a few days later. That stuff is dangerous. Treat it with respect.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's insidious because you don't feel it. All of a sudden, it happens. You know, like when we're diving, we'd have people. Because they'd be jamming the bottles with air, but the air that they were bringing in, pushing into it, was off a generator. And if their exhaust was too close, it would suck it back in, and you would have people filling the air tanks up with carbon monoxide, you know, or with enough of it, so that when you get to depth, it would knock you out.
And by the way, again, just to kind of bring this home, it was the 30th year of this particular event that happened in Tennessee, and these group people were raising funds for Camp Rainbow, a summer camp for seriously ill children. And this was between the camp for the children is between the Kentucky and Tennessee border. The point being is that you can gather with a group of people and all of a sudden this horrific situation. So please be mindful. Share this information with your family. You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
We've got Rob Burrows on tomorrow. We're going to be talking about the Mash Bash. We've got a couple of things we want to talk about the new possibility of raising taxes that President Obama has brought up. What exactly does that mean? Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
This is KCNR.